Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. Fahima Adia, equity analyst at Momentum Securities, is taking care of business for us this evening. Fahima, let's start with the soaring gold price. It's a little softer today, but in a very healthy space. But it's added, I read, 200 billion rand to the value of South Africa's largest miners. If you hold gold shares at the moment, you're probably smiling.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's been a great week for gold and gold companies. So, like you said, we saw the gold price reach record highs yesterday before retreating slightly today. So, of course, that's been very beneficial for our gold companies like Gold Fields and Anglo Gold. So it looks like what's driving this is just the global uncertainty amidst Trump's return to the presidency and these new policies on tariffs. Investors are turning to gold, which is just seen as a safe haven.
And it always has been seen as a safe haven, isn't it? The question, of course, is if things start to stabilize, will the momentum continue?
Yeah, so I think even though things may stabilize, there's a lot of friction politically at the moment. And therefore, we're actually seeing a lot of central banks try to move away now from the dollar. So China has been the biggest one that has been increasing their reserves of gold. So even though things maybe on the tariff side may settle somewhat, I think there's a lot of political tensions globally, and that could just result in I think, central banks moving away from dependency on the dollar towards gold. So I expect we could still see some further strength there in the long term.
Let's move from gold to insurance. Santam, it is the country's largest general insurer, putting out a note earlier saying that shareholders should expect a bumper profit when it publishes its financial statements next month. What's driving that strength, do you think?
Yeah, so quite a good update there. They said headline earnings are expected to increase by as much as 60% compared to the prior year. And that was much better than what the market was actually expecting. So it looks like what's driving it is just improved underwriting results for the conventional insurance business. And this comes despite negative weather events that we've seen last year and also some good growth in the alternative risk transfer business.
And the share price up about 2.8% at the close yesterday. I haven't had an opportunity to look at it tonight, but nonetheless, it really is moving in the right direction. Fahima, let's talk about South Africa's manufacturing sector. It ended last year on a weaker footing, total annual production declining by 0.4% compared to the previous year. We all know that manufacturing is in a very difficult space at the moment, but specifically, what companies are being impacted by this?
Yeah, so quite disappointing. It looks like the decline was largely due to a 6% drop in metal production. So that includes iron, steel, and machinery. So companies like ArcelorMittal, for example, would be impacted by that. And then there was also a 21% drop in motor vehicles and in transport equipment. On a positive note, the food and beverages industry was quite strong, growing about 5.8%, and that helped to offset some of the weakness. So I think our manufacturing sector is just basically being impacted by local issues that we have logistically with Transnet. We, of course, have a very weak growth environment. And then globally, there's been a decline in demand. Then these recent tariffs that have been implemented by Trump on steel and aluminium could also be another headwind to the sector.
Fahima, we're exactly a week away from Budget 2025, and it really is a blueprint for South Africa's economic future over the next 12 months or so. What specifically is the business community needing the finance minister to hear? And all of this comes against a worrying backdrop that tax collections are currently down.
Yeah, so I think the main point that the community will be looking for at the moment is just clarity on the current disputes we're having with the US and how the withdrawal of foreign assistance could impact us from a budgetary perspective. But of course, you know, on the tax revenue side, of course, that is problematic in terms of our progress towards fiscal consolidation. We need to ensure we're reducing debt in the country over the next few years. So it will be important to see how we're going to handle this. And just, I guess, further comments on economic growth and the targets there. It's quite a difficult task, I think, to maintain fiscal consolidation, you know, given that we've got shortfalls in tax revenue collection and then also failing SOEs such as Transnet that is obviously in desperate need of funding. So it will be interesting to see what the finance minister has to say next week.
Let's stay with economic policy, and I've been looking at a survey of analysts and investors, and the top line here is that the country is going to have to wait maybe until next year to lower its inflation target to, as the governor says, address more pressing issues, as you've just referenced, weak economic growth and fiscal consolidation. What's the impact of that if we push this out?
So the question for now is whether it's actually feasible. You know, it's quite a controversial topic at the moment. I've actually been reading some research by Codera, which has shown that the prices set by South Africa's government agencies and regulators related to things like electricity tariffs, water charges, fuel prices is actually what's resulted in the biggest difference between the actual inflation rate and our target inflation rate. All of these have actually grown above the midpoint of the inflation target. So if you look at Eskom alone, the tariffs there have increased almost 15% year on year since 2010. So until the government can sort out this aspect, I don't see how realistically we could bring down the target rate to 3%. So it will be interesting to see if this does go ahead.
And just finally, Fahima, every day there seems to be a new twist in the Barlow takeover story. I see the share price is up 0.42% today, but two proxy advisory companies now advising shareholders to accept a takeover offer for the Caterpillar distribution business in Africa. They say it's a good deal, but there are others that that disagree.
Yes, I guess you always have mixed views when it comes to these kind of things. But if we look at the offer price that the consortium made, it was 120 rand per share. And that was actually at an 87% premium to what the 30-day price was before the offer. So I think it was a decent offer put on the table. And the consortium looking to buy it is composed of one of those big shareholders in Barloworld, the Zahid Group, and the management of Barloworld is also involved. And Caterpillar seems to be supportive of this deal as well. So it looks like the shareholders will be doing a formal vote later this month. But so far, it does seem like a decent offer.
And we'll talk to you again next week. Equity analyst at Momentum Securities, Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.